everybody, I'm Doug McLeod, and I want to invite you to join me on The Raven and the Blues on REM-FM.
A track that could have been recorded last week or 40 years ago. A great traditional blues style there from Australia, Dave Hole, one of the finest slide guitarists coming out of Australia. And that's the album which he released last year called Rough Diamond, and I'm indebted to Andrew Dark in Gibraltar for alerting me to I mean, I knew we've played Dave on the programme before, but not for a while, and he sent me a link to YouTube showing Dave playing on stage with a track from that album, and so I thought, yeah, we've really got to get hold of that somehow, so we did. So thank you, Andrew. If you want to drop me an email, it's quite simple. I know I'm doing it a bit early on in the programme. It's dave@raven.dj. This is The Raven and the Blues on REM-FM on Skybird Radio on the east coast of the USA every Friday evening. And of course, there's an MP3 file, however you choose to play it, on whatever device you have, whether you're mobile or at home. Welcome to the show. Lots of great music, loads of new material this week. It's been great. The Postman's been here with about a dozen new CDs, so mostly new stuff. Here's something which came out earlier on this year, and it comes from Otis Taylor. It's his album called Recapturing the Banjo, and this is a track called The Way It Goes.
Life is moving at a speed that's way too fast. Everybody's going somewhere. Nobody wants to get there last. Sometimes I wonder which way the wind's gonna blow. But when you get there, you get there. And that's the way it goes. Sitting at a red light waiting, and suddenly the light turns green. I wait 2 seconds, and everybody starts honking at me. People start to pass me up, and they're flipping me the bird. Yelling out what they think of me, using four-letter words. Sometimes I wonder which way the wind's gonna blow. But when you get there, you get there, and that's the way it goes. Driving on the freeway, coming home from work. There's some people in a big, big hurry. Now we got ourselves a single alert. You're gonna be late, so you pick up the telephone. You might as well get comfortable, 'cause your car just became your home. So be careful while you're driving, keep your eyes on the road. 'Cause when you get there, you get there, and that's the way it goes. Be careful when you're driving, and keep your fingers out your nose. 'Cause when you get there, you get there, and that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes.
So lovely. Otis Taylor, The Way It Goes. Well, careful when you're driving, keep your fingers out your nose. Must be dedicated to all the men, I guess. That's a track taken from his album called Recapturing the Banjo. One of my favourite... Is that a helicopter? Yes, it is. Yes, another Chinook flying overhead. So we've got some noisy helicopters coming over today as we do the programme. Never mind, we can live with that, I guess. But one of my favourite harmonica players is called Carlos Del Junco. He's got a new album out called Steady Moving. It arrived this week at the Home of the Blues, and it's everything I would have hoped for coming from Carlos himself. This is the first track on the album, which is called Diddle It. We'll be right back. A man with his own distinctive style on harmonica, Carlos Del Junco. The album is brand new, it's called Steady Moving, out on Northern Blues. On drums, Jorn Juel Andersen, and on guitars, the stalwart of Northern Blues, really, responsible for so many of great guitar work on many of the albums, that's Kevin Bright. And that's brand new. I think it's out now. It could be out actually in a week or so's time. I haven't got the release dates exactly in front of me, but you can get it directly from Northern Blues and also on iTunes and eMusic and all the good places where records are sold, basically online and offline. Let's stay with new albums from this year. The album is called Cheap, and this is C6 Steve with the track which is called Rocking Chair.
You want nothing special, but kind of 15. Well, here we go. I'm in an old rocking chair down in Tennessee. Rocking me good. Gotta remind me of my baby.
Looks like he's got the recorder at the far side of the room. So he presses record, goes back and sits down and then starts playing. C6 Steve, that's the album Cheap, came out this year. I think it probably wasn't expensive to record, and that's a track which is called Rocking Chair. Here's an album which has been out a month or so now. It's only recently arrived here. In fact, it arrived this week, but I've been playing the occasional track from it. It's the girl who was here with Blues Caravan, 2 years ago now, and one of the first earlier sets we did here in the studios, when Ian Parker and Ainsley Lister and Aya Littinen came and played live here on the studio. And this is her new album, which is called Grip of the Blues. We've already featured Steamy Windows, and here is an old blues traditional, but done in a great way by Aya, and this is called Rolling and Tumbling.
Well, I'm
album is called Grip of the Blues. She is from Finland, and she's really pretty too. Her name is Erja Littinen. I used to pronounce her Asia, I think, and I heard Tony Snyder-Denison pronounce her in a very different way as well. So I went online to the Finnish-English Dictionary and Pronunciation Guides, and it should be pronounced Area, as in, that's quite a large area over there. And that's a track which has been around in the blues numbers for years and years, called Rolling and Tumbling. This is The Raven and the Blues. Where do we go now? Let's feature, that's on Roof Records, which is run by a guy in Germany called Thomas Roof. And between three guys, really, Thomas Roof, Jan Mittendorp from Black and Tan Records, and Fred Litwin in Canada with Northern Blues, they are responsible for so much of the new blues recordings from people all over the world, and also more importantly having the foresight to be able to say to people like me, by all means play them on your show, have them as a podcast, have them downloadable, you know, as long as people hear the music, go and see the bands and buy the albums, that's all we care about. And alone amongst all the other genres of music in the world, I've said this before but not for a long time, the blues, and in particular these three guys, that's Fred and Thomas and Jan, have been responsible for freeing things up and allowing programs like this to be made, and lots of praise to them. But anyway, I mentioned Fred Litwin, the Northern Blues. They've brought a compilation out called The Future of the Blues, a Northern Blues Sampler Volume 3. Here is a gentleman called Zach Harmon, and here he is with Hattie May.
Ooh, somebody done turned the gas on, cause it's hot up in here. Don't you know I'm in love?
It's hot in here. Zach Harmon making his debut on The Raven and the Blues, a track from an album not due out for another year and a bit yet. It's on this compilation album just released now by Northern Blues called The Future of the Blues Volume 3. The album when it comes will be called Juke Joint Blues. And he's out of Texas, great voice. And that's a track which is called Hattie May, and that's on the compilation album. And that's some Northern Blues. And you'll find that on the Raven and the Blues site at raven.dj/R&B. Click on the links to get to the record companies. Click on the links to hear the old shows. And click on the links to send me an email as well. One of the shows I listen to regularly as one of the podcasts, the Blues podcast, is called Austin Riffs. And it's, as it would guess, a program made in Austin, Texas by Mark and Miss V. And Mark is Mark Howard. He's got a great sense of humour. And he describes this girl as my future ex-wife. Her name is Carolyn Wonderland. Her new album is called Misunderstood, and here is the title track, Misunderstood.
Go tell my mother, go tell my climb the highest mountain just to say to all of y'all, I ain't got long, I ain't got long for this world. Ooh, but that's all what I've been long for, just a matter of being misunderstood, Lord. Ain't got no worries, I ain't got no tears, I got pain.
Else I've heard many times on other programs but never played on The Raven and the Blues. Her name, Carolyn Wonderland, another debut on the program. Her new album, Misunderstood, out on Roof Records. And I think either she comes from Austin, Texas, or that's where she lives now, but I think that's basically her home base. Anyway, a great, great album, and many more tracks to come from that as the weeks and so on develop. We're almost only days away now from our first house concert on the Thames here with Doug McLeod. Quite a few emails have come in, mostly from California, saying I hope it goes well. I must admit, looking forward to it. All the tables and chairs are laid out. Actually, what I'll do is I'll take a photograph of the room before the people come in it and just showing you where this concert's going to be. Because bearing in mind, it's a houseboat on the Thames. And we're going to seat about 20, 23 people max, really, together with Doug. A stage with lighting, with PA, the whole bit. It's going to be quite some challenge. And feed them in the interval as well. But that's on Tuesday coming, and looking forward to it. You'll be hearing selected tracks from that. And here's a track which actually Doug recorded. I didn't record it. A track which Doug played here live about, nearly 2 years ago now, it would be, when he came in early 2007. And here it is on an album which has just been released, which is called The Rich Man's War. New blues and root songs of peace and protest, really against the neocons, I guess. It's 12 great tracks from individual artists, all of them protesting really against the current Iraq war. Here's Doug McLeod with one of his great numbers called Talking Politician Blues.
Talk about some of these politicians. Sure got my world in a sorry condition. They say one thing, but they mean another. That's a very worrisome thing, my brother. Say they're talking clear, but it sure sound hazy. Ain't doing nothing but driving old Dub crazy. Can't balance a budget, but they can spend my money. You tell me if something ain't going on funny. Sometimes I think they just educated fools. Ain't doing much to help the school. See the school just sliding in ruin. And sometimes I wonder, do they know what they're doing? Would you get my BB gun? No, I don't want to kill them. But I sure would like to hurt them some. Now to raise money, they got a lottery. That's a lot of slipping and sliding, if you ask me. The money's funny and a change is strange, 'cause it ain't nothing but a new numbers game. Out on the streets, you know what I'm talking about. You see, the odds always in favor of the house. And every week you put your little $20 in, and they're grinning in your face, 'cause it's so hard to win. They said the lottery was going to help the school. That's what they promised it would do. But they're cutting arts, 'cause money's so tight. And I got to wonder, how do they sleep at night? Man, you get my BB gun. No, I don't want to kill them. But I sure would like to hurt them some. This country, we got kids that don't eat. Vietnam War veterans still begging the street. Politicians say he gotta make more cuts. But you think his salary's something he'll touch? Healthcare, now that's a mess. Ain't done much to help that yet. Politicians say, don't worry, there gonna be better days, and I'm gonna start working on it as soon as I vote myself a raise. Now there's a way to get out from under this joke. We need all the people to get out and vote. Don't sit on the couch, watch the news and complain. You gotta get off your butt if you're going to implement change. But in the meantime, would you get my BB gun? No, I don't want to kill him. But I sure would like to hurt him, son. Now, folks, those are just my views. And you're entitled to your views, too. 'Cause in America, We still got the right to choose. And that's why I wrote Dubs Talking Politicians Blues.
Doug McLeod will be in concert here on Tuesday next on the 16th. And a song which applies, I would think, almost anywhere in the world, really. Doug's Talking Politician Blues. Great stuff indeed. If you want to see the photograph of the room before the people get into it, that'll be on the website at www.raven.dj/R&B. And we'll have a photograph there this weekend showing you what the room looks like, all laid up, ready to go. And then I'll take, obviously, some photographs on the night. So by Wednesday or Thursday of next week, you can see how the crowd is, all 20-odd of us. and also some photographs of Doug on stage as well. Well, stage is a misnomer. At the far end of the room, behind three microphones. Okay, next on The Raven and the Blues, let's go back to an album which was first released back in 1992. It's J.B. Hutto, and here he is with Laundromat Blues.
Well, talk about you a little bit, then you say I didn't play no blues, you know. But if I don't do that, you're gonna say, oh, he's a rock and roll, he ain't no blues. And then I'm going to look at you funny, because I know what I'm doing, you know. It might not come out right, but I'm out there. Anyway, we're going to do something for you there. You might like it. Who knows, you know. We'll be right back.
most sophisticated of recordings, but good nevertheless. The album recorded live, as you can hear, is called High and Lonesome. It's J.B. Hutto and the Hawks, and there's a track called Laundromat Blues on the Raven and the Blues. Next, we come to an album released this year. It's called The City That Care Forgot, not unsurprisingly about New Orleans and Louisiana. And it's so good that actually the whole area escaped major damage with Gustav when it hit the shores there. But it does seem like this hurricane season for 2008 seems to be much worse than previous years. Although other parts of the Caribbean, we were on the phone to friends in Belize last night, and they have had a charmed year so far, in the sense that all the hurricanes have missed that part of the Caribbean, headed straight north towards America. Anyway, I digress. Here's Dr. John and the Lower 9/11 from the album The City That Care Forgot. This is called We're Getting There.
My friends, he's scuffling with contract. For him is the Andy Rupert. On top of tons of property damage. Feel like his insurance company screwed up. Government. Some talk about me.
distinctive voice of Dr. John and the Lower 9-11. We're getting there. From the album The City That Care Forgot. Mentioning house concerts, I'm not the only one who does them, and in fact it was Robert and his lovely wife Susie that gave me the idea. They do house concerts Hill Country in Burn in Texas, and they've got the great John Hammond, great guitarist, has been around since the 60s, and instrumental so much in those early white American blues back in the late 1960s, and he's at the house concert with them in Texas in October, I think it is. Yes, I think. If you want to find out more, just drop me a line or go to the Raven and the Blues page and you might find a link, or no, drop me an email, dave@raven.dj. If you live anywhere near Burn in Texas, drop me an email if you'd like to go to the house concert with John Hammond. They have some great concerts there. Okay, moving on now to a band, or actually a concert I saw in January of this year in Paris. I was kind of recovering. It was my early stages and my first trip out, really, to go anywhere to do any recordings of any type and see if I could A, stay up, and B, stay sane, and so all the rest of it. And so we went to Paris for the Blues Caravan Guitar and Feathered Tour, which had Danny Wilde, Deborah Coleman and Candy Kane on stage, and it was a great, great evening. An album has now being released of some live recordings of that event, and so here they are. Deborah Coleman, Danny Wilde from UK, Deborah from the States, and Candy Kane, who's had a cancer scare but is now on the mend, thankfully. Here they are on stage with a great number which I saw do in Paris. It's called Something's Got a Hold of Me.
Thank you.
It's the thing where it's recorded. I know that the Blues Caravan went through Belgium into Holland and quite a few dates in Germany. I saw them in Paris, and that's obviously recorded somewhere along the course of the tour. Blues Caravan, the album Guitars and Feathers, brand new release, and that's a track originally by Etta James going back to the 1960s, and Something's Got a Hold on Me. Let's go back to even earlier than that now to close the programme, to the deep south of California this time, and the Bay Area artists who were recording between the late 1940s and the middle 1950s. It's from a new album which is called The Down Home Blues Sessions Volume 5, Back in the Alley, 1949. To 1954. So let's close the show with some fine old rock and roll. Jimmy McCracklin and his Blues Blasters. I can't even say it. Blues Blasters. And this is called Beer Drinking Woman. If you're going to drink some beer over the course of the next 7 days, I hope you enjoy it. If you'd like to drop me a line, dave@raven.dj, raven.dj/R&B, the website, wherever you're listening in the world. Take care, look after yourselves, and I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
I walked in a beer tavern to give a gal a nice time. I had $50 when I entered. When I left, I didn't have a dime. 'Cause she's a beer drinking woman. Don't you know, man? Don't you know? She was a beer drinking woman. And I don't want to see her no more. She went straight to a table, and I didn't know what to think. Every time the bartender go by, she'd holler, bring another drink, 'cause she was a beer drinking woman. Don't you know, don't you know? She was a beer drinking woman, Lord, and I don't want to see her no more. She would smile about every 10 minutes and say, I got to step round here. Every time she'd go outdoors and come back, she'd want another quarter bill, 'cause she was a beer drinking woman. Don't you know, man? Don't you know? She was a beer drinking woman, Lord, and I don't want to see her no more. I sat and got broke now, baby. Is there anything else you would like? Say, I'll just keep this table. You want to go home and come back? 'Cause she was a beer drinking woman. Don't you know, man? Don't you? She was a beer drinking woman. And I don't want to see her no more.